cars, though, didn't get radios until the 1930s. The first ones cost around $130, which is the equivalent of $2,300 in today's money. The call letters for stations in the United States have to start with either a K or W. This is a military thing that goes back to the 1910s. In general, stations west of the Mississippi start with a K, and most stations in Canada, in case you're wondering, start with a C, interestingly enough, and totally makes sense. One in five people say listening to the radio is a top little thing they look forward to every day. Hearing your favorite song played ranked fifth on a list of nice things that can happen on any given day. And then they turn on the radio and they hear me and the day is completely ruined. So it's fine. Number one, by the way, on that list was finding cash in a pocket, which, let's face it, it's hard to compete with even an extra buck that you didn't know you had. You know, we get excited about this stuff. A poll found that 9% of people wished that we'd play more commercials, which is odd and what? Somewhat. No. I know, and somewhat a little insulting too, isn't it? Broadcasting was originally a farming term. Broadcast seeding is when you scatter seeds in a wider pattern than normal. Interesting. Around a third of dog owners have used the radio to keep their dog company when they're gone. Yes, that's what we do. Yeah. Aspie is an avid Max FM listener. And finally, a recent poll of more than 1,000 radio hosts found the top reason that we do this thing that we do every single day is because our job is a whole lot of fun. I think we would both agree with that. We're not going to get rich doing it, but, you know, we have a good time.
That. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 50% also agree with the statement, it's the only thing I know how to do, or it's what I do best. Oh, yeah, totally. Corey and I have had this conversation multiple times over the last few weeks. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what else I would ever do in this world. Who's going to pay me to get up early and be done working by noon and just sit and talk for a living, even though some days that's a little easier said than done, as you've heard the morning show before. So,
hey, let me ask you something while we're on this topic quickly, because I know you've been in the world of broadcasting for a while. Have you ever had station call letters that were hard to pronounce and you had to be schooled like Paul Giamatti did to Howard Stern in the Private Parts movie? WNBC. Have you ever been schooled like
that? Yes, we were KQUL. KQUL.
Oh, that's hard.
Try saying that 10 times fast. And we did, this was at the oldie station in South Dakota, and we did live top of the hour IDs. If you don't know what that is, every hour at the top of the hour for FCC compliance, we have to say we're radio station WRPQ, Baraboo, and list where we're located, right? Mm-hmm. So we did this live. It wasn't a pre-recorded thing. So KQUL, Mitchell, Chamberlain, Parkston, and we had to list all of them. Huron, I mean, it was ridiculous. It did not roll off the tongue well.
And don't you hate that? I mean, it's a little inside, but when you're trying to come out of a song and really sell it, and it's difficult.
Yes, and like we were the peppy, upbeat oldie station, so we had to hit that, you know? And we had like a 10-second block, and if you screwed up KQUL, I mean, you couldn't get the towns listed. So then we had we knew we had to hit like at least two of the major ones, because sometimes you screwed it up. It happened. It definitely happened. More times than I would like to admit for myself. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
It's live radio.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, we do have a few good food ones that we have to celebrate today as well. Like, there's so many good ones, I don't even know where to start with this. So we'll start with this. It's National Italian Food Day. So any Italian food that you enjoy and prefer, this is your day to celebrate. But it's also National Tortellini Day today, if you want to get even more specific, which you're not going to go wrong with either of those two things, right?
Good stuff.
National Crab Rangoon Day is today, if you were a Chinese food fan, which I am a huge crab rangoon fan. That's because it's not like real fish for most places. It's like an imitation thing,
it's
and then you slather enough
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You slather enough cream cheese and deep fry anything, it's always going to taste amazing. National Cheddar Day is also today. Well, here in Wisconsin, we can always get behind a cheese celebration. Mm-hmm. It's International Pancake Day today as well. So if you love a good pancake, this is your day to celebrate that. And then this is a great one. This is a Polish celebration. And with your wife being Polish, you might know more about these. It is Punchki Day. Okay,
yeah,
they've got it as Punchki Day.
Yeah.
Okay, either way works. There's several pronunciations on here. But so there you go. Now, is this something that you guys have in your house with your wife's Polish roots, or is this? I'm asking.
I just walked out into the kitchen to try to get some breakfast, and that was what she said to me, because she just bought a whole bunch of them.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah, and she brought them back for her and the teenager, and she said, that's the last time I'm doing that because they're, I mean, they're really good, you know? So, I mean, it's like you can't eat just one. So.
Yes. All right.
Oh, so. Yeah, it every year.
See, and I don't know what they look like. Because the photo
like
that I have here,
like
I was going to say, it makes them
donut.
Look like a, yeah, that's what they look like a Bismarck without the frosting on top. That's essentially what this photo looks like. I don't know if that's an accurate depiction because I can honestly say I've never had one, but this photo makes me want to go get one. That's what I'm
we'll
saying.
Get a punchki.
So.
Yeah.
Do they have like a filling inside then?
Yeah. Some of them do, I believe.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. So see
I'm not the expert, Maddie. She's the expert.
Still though. Well, you've had more than I have though. I mean, I haven't ever had any and all I've got is like
They're
a Bismarck looking thing here. So.
Look, we just call them donuts. All right.
Right.
So that's basically what it is.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, you can't go wrong with that. And we know some pretty good places around here to go get a donut or two. So there you have it. No matter how you're celebrating today, I mean, and there's a lot of good ways to celebrate just with food alone today and listening to your favorite radio station. Thank you very much. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly cloudy and cooler today, 37 for a high, partly cloudy down to 24 tonight. Tomorrow going to be beautiful and mild, 47 for a high. We do have a chance for a rain snow mix tomorrow night, maybe turning over to all snow, a couple inches possible. Nothing too significant, though. Low of 30 tomorrow night. Right now, it is 30.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models. Just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, her loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go
love.
Max FM with George Michael.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up.
Won't you call me, babe? Always something there to remind me. 99.7 Max FM.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Change your point of view.
hits. 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local just by going to maxfmbigdeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious food, some great adult beverages, new inventory going into the store, and of course, some of those deals, instant downloads right there on your phone. You don't wait for us to send you anything. maxfmbigdeals.com. Check it out right now. It's a flock of seagulls.
Where I spent last night.
What a good time. There is Poison. Big finish on that one. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday with us. I'm Maddie Jones. Now, if you're looking to improve your mood, you know, maybe be a little happier. I don't know if you've ever considered it, but maybe starting to eat kiwi is the way to go. Because apparently, according to a new university study, eating the little green fruit can actually improve your mood in just 4 days. Researchers examined 155 adults with low vitamin C and gave them either a supplement, placebo, or 2 kiwi fruit a day. Those who ate the kiwi actually experienced improved mood and vitality in just 4 days. The effect of the boost peaked around 14 days for those who ate kiwi and around day 12 for those who took vitamin C supplements. According to researchers, this just really helps them see that what we eat can have a relatively fast impact on how we feel. I'll tell myself that after I'm done with this fast. Just a couple more weeks to go. Just a couple. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. A little cooler today and then maybe some snow on the way for overnight tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that next here on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. We'll still be stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as temperatures soar to the mid-40s. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind a wintry mix pushes in. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 30.
99.7
Bye.
Yeah, it's 99.7 Max FM. We are just getting started with another 50-minute music hour. Great music taking you through your workday. Quiet Riot on the way. Survivor as well. Mr. Mister also coming up. Finn is in next to take you through your midday. It's Genesis Now.
And more.
Carver, did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
And dance the
Zealous, play hard to get, females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. Ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start blinking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move. Boys.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Touch me.